For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, bringing you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. And this is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. Now, I want to remind you also that you can listen to this show, and you can listen to all of our other shows by going on iTunes Podcast, Essentials of Healthy Living. So keep that in mind. There's a lot of good information. Now, we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so tune in next week for more information on healthy living. Now, it is a pleasure to introduce Margaret Paul, best-selling author and Mind Body Green writer and co-creator of the powerful Inner Bonding Self-Healing Process and the related Self-Quest Self-Healing Online Program. Our subject is Inner Bonding, the Power to Heal and Love Yourself. This is such a good subject, and welcome to the show, Margaret.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it.
And I'd like you to give more information on your background. You've certainly been a prolific author and been on some fantastic shows. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I was one of those kids that knew when I was 5 years old that I wanted to be a psychologist. And so I practiced traditional psychotherapy for 17 years, and I just was not at all happy with the results. I had had tons of my own family, having come from a dysfunctional childhood, dysfunctional family, like so many of us healers do. And so after 17 years, I said, I got to find a new process. And I was on a spiritual path. I started to pray and asking for something that would really work rapidly and deeply with people. That's when I met Dr. Erica Chopich. She's the co-creator of Inner Bonding, and she had half the process. I had half the process, so of course we had to meet. And our higher spirit helped us put this all together. And so it's been evolving for 35 years, and it's become just an amazing, very, very, very powerful healing process. People all over the world, you know, millions of people are using it at this point. And so I'm just so excited that it's such a powerful process, so helpful to people.
Well, I'm glad that we're talking about it now, because with COVID, this has certainly been an issue, how people feel about themselves, the concerns, the anxiety. And I think it certainly has challenged many individuals. So I'm really delighted we're talking about this. So let's go with why it's so important to love yourself.
Well, here's the thing, is that if we're not loving ourselves, if we're abandoning ourselves, and let me just briefly go into the four major ways that people abandon themselves. They stay up in their head, which means they're ignoring their feelings. They judge themselves harshly. They turn to various addictions, or they make other people responsible. And so what happens when we abandon ourselves is we end up feeling empty and needy, anxious, depressed, angry, alone, guilty, shamed, all kinds of difficult feelings, just like a child would feel if we were, you know, not paying attention to the child, abandoning the child in various ways. So when we are not loving ourselves, we end up with a kind of emptiness inside and a, and a neediness and a lot of anxiety and depression. And then in relationships, we end up pulling on other people to give us what we're not giving to ourselves. And so this is one of the major reasons, probably the major reason for relationship failure, is that we're making somebody else. It's like if you have a child and you keep trying to give that child away to somebody, that child's going to feel deeply rejected by you. And so what's happening on the inner level when we're not taking responsibility for our own feelings and learning to love ourselves is that we're rejecting ourselves, and that creates a tremendous amount of anxiety and depression. And so especially during a time like COVID, where external circumstances are creating anxiety, people losing their jobs, losing their lives, losing loved ones, there's a tremendous amount of pain. We don't want to be causing more anxiety on the inner level by abandoning ourselves. And so it's just so vital for people to learn what it means to love themselves. And most people will say, oh, yeah, I know, I should love themselves. But they have no idea how to do it or what it means. And that's what inner bonding is about.
Well, I like the term inner bonding. I think that makes a lot of sense. And I think it really speaks to many people. It seems to me that humans are more prone to being negative about themselves than they are positive about themselves. And I know that's nature nurture, and that discussion goes back and forth, back and forth. But basically, I remember my father and I having a discussion when I was a teenager over what was more important, nature nurture. And of course, you don't win that discussion. But what he said is, we've given you all of what we have to give. Now you're up to you. And those were the most important words. Looking back at the time, I didn't realize how important they were. You're up to you. In other words, I was in charge of myself, and I think my father was decades ahead of most other fathers. And so I had a lot of reinforcement. My sister and I were introduced by him. He'd say, these are my daughters. I never wanted sons. All I ever wanted was daughters.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's just beautiful.
Yeah, it makes a difference. And even though life can sometimes try to change that and make us think differently, and you mentioned the guilt, et cetera, how did you get to this place of doing what you do? You mentioned coming out of a family that had some discord. Tell us a little bit about how you were able to know there's a better way to do it.
You know, see, one of the things with inner bonding is that we teach people how to access their inner knowing and their higher knowing. This is something that's very, very vital because so few of us had role models of what it looks like to really love ourselves. So we have to be able to turn to a higher source other than our own mind. And I was able to do that. I was able to tap in to a source that said, there is something else. There's something else that you need to be learning here. This isn't enough. This traditional psychotherapy just doesn't work well. And so it hadn't worked for me. I mean, I started with psychotherapy, seeing therapists, psychiatrists, since I was 18 years old for years. And it did not resolve my anxiety, my depression. It did not help me create a loving relationship. I had a 30-year marriage, but it was conflictual. It did not help me be a good parent to my three children, because a part of good parenting is learning to love yourself and role model that and help children be responsible. So all my experience of my childhood, of my own therapy, of the 17 years of working with people said to me, there has to be something else that really does work. And that's when I really started to open to asking, okay, tell me what it is. I really want to know how to help people. And I just received a text today from somebody who saw a program of mine on Gaia television where they interviewed me. And she said, wow, you know, this is what I've been looking for my whole life. I get this all the time. This is what I've been looking for my whole life. And it was what I was looking for my whole life, a way to really, truly learn to have joy, learn to live in joy, learn to live in inner peace, even during this turmoil that we're going through. It is possible to have peace inside. And it's so important during this time for people to connect to a higher source of wisdom. Because God knows, we don't know what's the truth. You know, with all the news, there's accurate news, there's fake news. People don't even know what's true and what isn't unless they're able to tune in. See, and at this point in my life, I can tune into a higher source and I know instantly what's true and what isn't. People need that. They can't rely on external authorities. They need to become their own guru. They need to be able to tune in and say, yes, this is right, this feels right. No, this is absolutely not accurate. And to trust themselves rather than handing themselves over to authorities all the time.
Very well said. Very well said. I like your attitude. I like what you're teaching and what you're doing. And as a nutritionist, one of the rules, not rules, but one of my goals is that when a patient and I work together, we're partners. I'm not the teacher. We are partners in working together. And we should both come out feeling better about ourselves
right.
and what we're doing. And putting that in mind has been extremely helpful in working with patients. And I think you've put together some wonderful courses. It's like a snowball that just gets bigger and bigger, right? You're
right.
Moving on, and more people are interested, and the more people that do what you do as far as loving themselves, the inner bonding, the better for everyone around us. So I congratulate you.
Yeah, I mean, the more we're able to love ourselves, the more we're able to share our love with others. So many people are always trying to get love because they have no idea how to share love, and they're coming from that empty place inside. But when you know how to love yourself, you get all filled up with love, and you want to share that love with others. And also, a big part of inner bonding is taking care of ourselves on the physical level. I was not a healthy child, and in my early 20s, I was sick of being sick, and I started to read everything I could. Fortunately, I read Silent Spring by Rachel Carson. I read The Poison
in Your
Food. Yeah, and that was life-changing for me. I threw everything out of my kitchen, and I started to shop at the one little health food store in Los Angeles at the time. There was only one little tiny health food store. And so I've been eating only organic, very balanced, eating clean, healthy, local as far as I can, foods for many, many years, and I got my health back. And one of the things that I teach people in inner bonding is that if people come to me with something like anxiety and depression, I always ask them about their diet, because I'm sure you know this, that if their microbiome, if their gut is out of balance, then there's toxicity, and that toxicity is going right up into the brain and causing anxiety and depression. And so what I say is, look, I can work with you with inner bonding, but if you're not going to clean up your diet, you're going to keep on eating factory foods and the ultra-processed foods and the sugar and all that stuff, you're going to keep your gut out of balance, you're going to continue to experience anxiety and depression, because that toxicity is going into your brain. So it's got to be both. It's got to be taking responsibility for our physical health and well-being, as well as our emotional health and well-being. And for me, I mean, because I regained my health and I have enormous health and vitality. I work more than anybody I know. most people who see me, you know, think I may be in my late 50s or 60s. I'm going to be 81 soon. And so I know.
Wow. Good for you. That's fabulous. Just fabulous.
Yeah, so I know it works. I know it works.
I've had patients in the past that will say to me, now, some of my friends are going to be coming to see you. Do not tell them how old I am. And she, like you, looked far younger than her appointed age. And I at first I thought that was odd. And she said, I don't want people to judge me based on thinking I'm too old.
But I like being a role model, because when people find out my age and that you don't have to get old and you don't have to get decrepit and you don't have to get sick, you don't have to have knee replacements, you know, I mean, I don't have any arthritis, any of those illnesses, then that inspires them. That's what I want. I don't care if people know my age. I want them to be inspired to take care of themselves and, to exercise every day, to get enough sleep. Yeah. And to eat well and practice inner bonding, because, as you know, stress is a big part of illness. And so when people practice inner bonding, then they don't feel stressed.
We're going to carry this conversation forward into the next segment. We've gotten a wonderful start, and you've really laid the groundwork. And for those of you that have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We're having a fascinating conversation with Dr. Margaret. I think you go by Dr. Margaret sometimes. And we have been talking about her books, her concepts, her consulting with patients, and inner bonding, self-love. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
When it comes to taking a multivitamin, the Pure Encapsulations One Multivitamin makes it one and done. This convenient formula provides vitamins, minerals, and other essential nutrients in a comprehensive vegetarian multivitamin for both men and women in a once-daily dose. It includes L5-MTHF, the universally metabolized form of folate, and an antioxidant complex with sustained release, CoQ10, to enhance immunity and support energy metabolism. The One Multivitamin, available at Village Green Apothecary.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apartment.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour. And we're having a fascinating conversation with Dr. Margaret Paul, best-selling author and Mind-Body Green writer. She's also co-creator of the powerful Inner Bonding self-healing process and the related SelfQuest self-healing online program. Now, our subject's Inner Bonding, the power to heal and love yourself. So, Dr. Margaret, can we talk a little bit more about what people, how they can get on your site and what they can start with? What's the starting point here?
Yeah, so they can go to the site at innerbonding.com, and one of the things we offer, we ask people to start, we have a free 7-day course. So that is the place to start, is with the free 7-day course. It will give them, it's a very good course, it will give them the overview and an understanding of the 6 steps of inner bonding. Then once they realize that this is really going to be important to them, we have many other things. I have, you know, I've got, I think, 10, 11 published books. My recent ones, Diet for Divine Connection and the Inner Bonding Workbook, are very, very helpful for people. I have a course that I offer that's coming up soon called Love Yourself, and it's a 30-day at-home course where people get an email and often a visualization or a video and an action step to help them learn the 6 steps of inner bonding and learn what it means to truly love yourself. It's a very, very life-changing, powerful course. And we have SelfQuest, which is an online program that teaches it. We have many ways for people to learn inner bonding, and I do 5-day intensives. I work one-on-one. I have many trained facilitators. I have a fantastic inner bonding facilitator training program for people who want to train to do this. And for people who can't afford working with me, there's many, many facilitators that they could work with. So we like to offer a lot of free information for people who cannot afford anything, which we do on our site, a lot of free information, a lot of free help. And then there's also, of course, paid courses and paid ways of getting the support that people need. We also have a wonderful community called Inner Bonding Village that people can join and receive support there as well. So there's a lot we offer for people to receive the support that they need, depending on what they can afford. There's many, many people who just pay $10 a month for Inner Bonding Village and get a tremendous amount of support and have changed their lives just from that. Or I hear people who email me and they've just taken the free course and their life has changed. So it's very powerful. It takes practice. You know, this is not like anything worth learning. It takes practice. So it's not something, I'm just going to read and then forget about it. You have to actually do it. But when you do, it's very, very life-changing.
Well, that's important. You are really nailing it with what you're sharing, and I just admire what you've done and how you moved in this direction and turned some negatives into positives. I have come to the conclusion over time that sometimes the disruptions that seem to be a problem are a way of putting you in another direction, of
right,
sort of husbanding you toward some other direction than the direction you were in. And so when COVID happened, I sat back and I said, well, let's see what's going to happen. What are we going to learn? How are we going to learn it? What's it going to mean long term? And so disruption is no longer a bad term. It's used in business when you disrupt the business to make it better, to bring people's lives into the business, people's spiritual growth into the business.
Right.
So sometimes I'm not as patient as I should be in waiting to see the outcome, but I have great faith in the outcome and what will be there. So it seems exciting to me in some ways.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. You know, so often people they'll go along just doing what they do, abandoning themselves, eating badly until they get sick. And then all of a sudden they say, "Oh my God, I got to start take care of themselves." And that's when they perhaps start to eat well or come to inner bonding and learn how to take care of themselves emotionally and spiritually. The same thing is with the planet right now. I mean, Mother Earth has warned us. She said, "Look, I gave you fires, I gave you floods, I gave you tornadoes, I gave you all this stuff that's, you know, the result of climate change, and you're not doing anything. So I'm stopping the world until you get it, because we're destroying our planet, and I know that until people really get, until these big agriculture who's destroying our soil, you know, we have 60 years left of soil to grow food on, and that's it. Then we're extinct if we don't start doing regenerative farming instead of destroying our soil and just turning it into dirt. So, you know, these big businesses, big agriculture, big food, putting out, you know, all this ultra-processed food that makes people so sick, they have to realize that this is the problem, that we can't keep destroying Mother Earth without things like this happening. And so, I mean, my hope is that all of this is going to come to light, that people are going to realize that we have to treat Mother Earth as a living entity. We can't keep destroying the soil. We can't keep destroying the trees, cutting down, you know, these beautiful ancient trees to make way for factory farms. It's just unbelievably terrible and destructive, treating the animals the way they've been treated, so many going extinct. And then the people that are getting so sick from COVID are the poorer people who don't have access to good food. You know, good food should be available to everybody. All of this has to change. And maybe this is what COVID is about. I'm hoping that, you know, that the people who run things really get what's happening here, that get that major change needs to come about. Look at all the deaths in the meat packing. I mean, these poor people that work in these meat packing places, they're so toxic, you know, because the food that comes through there is toxic. And then they get sick, and then the people who eat it get sick.
Well, I noticed, my family noticed, how beautiful and clean the air was.
Right.
We were at our beach place and walking, and the sky was just blue. It looked like a painting, and the air was so fresh and clean. Now, usually around a beach, you're going to find that because of the bay and the ocean. But I often mention to our listeners that we've got, in the last 200 years, over 90,000 man-made chemicals. Only 200 have been tested. And banning them requires going to Congress and getting Congress to do something about it. It's a ridiculous system that our EPA has no teeth. I say it's like a policeman that stops you and you've been speeding and just says, "Don't speed anymore." No consequences. And we're seeing consequences now.
Yes, we are seeing consequences. And the government is not to be trusted regarding what they're putting into food, the chemicals. I mean, like you're saying, it's just thousands of chemicals, which is why I only buy fresh, you know, organic food. I do all my own cooking. I don't even go out to eat because I don't trust the restaurants. I don't want to put chemicals in my body. One of the things that motivates me is that I teach people how to connect with their higher guidance. and it takes two things. See, our higher guidance operates at a higher frequency than we do. We have to be able to see each other, so our bodies operate at a lower frequency. Spirit operates at a higher frequency, which is why we can't generally see spirit. But in order to access this information, which is readily available to everybody, we have to raise our frequency. And it takes two things to raise the frequency. One is one of the basis of inner bonding, which is intention. And in inner bonding, there's only two intentions. One is the intention to learn about what's loving to you and to others, and the other is the intention to protect against pain with various forms of controlling and avoidant behavior, which is obviously what most people do. When we move into a true intention to learn about loving ourselves, our frequency goes up, but not high enough to access spirit. The other thing we need is that the frequency of our body, our energy, has to also be high. And when people are drinking and smoking and eating processed foods and factory farm foods, the frequency of their body is too low, and they cannot raise their frequency high enough to access spirit. So my clients find when they start to eat really, really well, and they open to learning about loving themselves, suddenly they have access. Like, you know, it's like suddenly getting on the internet when you've just been locked into your own computer. And so suddenly they have this access to this vast amount of information that they need, especially about what's in their own highest good and the highest good of all. And so this is what needs to happen, because people have become sheeple because they're not trusting themselves.
I love that. Sheeple. We're going to keep this going, and I want to remember that name. For those of you who've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're having a fabulous conversation with Dr. Margaret Paul, and we're talking about inner bonding, the power to heal and love yourself. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Do you have unique needs that a mass-market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I want to remind you that we're here every Sunday morning, and you can hear this show and many other shows by going to iTunes Podcast, Essentials of Healthy Living, or you can go to www.ehlradio.com. And there's a lot of good information, and we're getting a lot of wonderful information from Dr. Margaret Paul, and we're talking about the power to heal and love yourself, inner bonding. So let's keep this conversation, and you were talking that most people are sheeple. So keep talking
well, yeah,
about
because,
that.
I mean, so the problem is that people have learned to not trust themselves. They don't know how to tune into their intuition and trust that. They don't know how to tune into their higher wisdom, like I was saying, and trust that. And so what happens is that they give their trust to others instead of becoming their own guru, which is what inner bonding is about. And so then they're following what other people say. That's what I mean by being a sheeple. You're following what other people say rather than tuning into yourself and getting the knowing directly from your own inner self, your own higher self. This is what inner bonding teaches people to do, so that we're not being controlled by advertising. We're not being controlled by government. We're not being controlled by these outside big corporations that tell us what's good for us and what isn't. We get to know that ourselves. And that this is so important right now for people to not just give away their authority.
Wow, you say it so clearly. Do you want to give some examples of people that you've worked with and how their lives might have changed?
Well, yes. I mean, I work with people all the time who come to me with, you know, clinical anxiety and depression, and it doesn't take very long for them to start to love themselves. And when they do, we don't feel anxious and depressed when we're loving ourselves both physically and emotionally, like I said, both the diet and how we treat ourselves, that we're caring about ourselves, we're caring about our feelings. All of our feelings have information for us. We don't want to numb out our feelings. We want to learn what they're telling us. Our feelings like anxiety and depression are telling us that we're physically and emotionally abandoning ourselves. We need to know that. I work a lot with relationships. I work with a lot of people whose relationships are falling apart. And as people learn to take responsibility for their own feelings, then they stop blaming each other and they start being able to care about and appreciate each other. They stop going to each other to get love, and they come to each other to share their love. And that makes all the difference in the world, the ability to share love rather than just being needy and trying to get love. I work with people who are very addicted to many things. They may be addicted to alcohol or drugs or sugar, or, you know, they may be hugely overweight because they're addicted to food. They may be addicted to pornography or shopping or sex or the internet, the social media. There's so many things for people to get addicted to. And addictions are a form of self-abandonment. This is the way people try and fill up externally when they're abandoning themselves internally. And so as people start to work with inner bonding, their addictions just fall away. I don't even say to them, well, you have to stop this. I never tell people they have to stop something, because as they learn to love themselves, they will naturally stop doing it. They won't even want it. They don't like it anymore. It doesn't feel good to them. It doesn't bring them joy. It just is like a stopgap against their pain that they don't even realize they're the ones that are causing with their self-abandonment. So, you know, it's a vicious circle that's going on with most people, where they're abandoning themselves, not loving themselves, and then turning to all kinds of other things to fill the emptiness that creates. And it's a vicious circle. So the people that I work with, when they really practice inner bonding, all of that changes.
Yes, your methods are wonderful because I used to give this example that when a pebble drops in a quiet lake and the concentric circles reach the shore, in traditional medicine, we waited until the shore had these waves. And in the kind of functional, complementary, alternative medical practice that I'm in, we want to find the pebble dropping. And I'm
right.
seeing that
right.
is you get to your spiritual center, and it takes care
right.
of the side effects, the consequences. So I
right.
see a lot of similarity in what you're doing and what I see my colleagues doing in functional medicine.
Oh, yeah, and I always recommend people, I said, you've got to go find a functional medicine doctor because, you know, the functional medicine deals with the whole person, not just this organ or this symptom or that symptom. It deals with the whole person. I mean, this is the new wave of medicine is functional medicine. You know, so many doctors are committing suicide because they don't know what to do for their patients. They're worn out. They give drugs. It doesn't do it. It makes them worse, and they don't know what else to do. Whereas the functional medicine is finding out what else to do, you know, what the core, the root problem is. Same thing with inner bonding. So they go hand in hand.
They certainly do. When we would hire physician assistants and nurse practitioners, I would say to them, caution, once you learn what you're going to learn here, you can never go back. You won't
right.
be able to, because once you learn it, you'll understand deeper ways, other ways of helping people. So I see your help with people, and I want to remind them, tell them about your website and the free information. I think that's wonderful, Dr. Margaret.
Yeah, so innerbonding.com, if they go to innerbonding.com, we have a free assessment. We have a free 7-day course. We have many, many free articles. We have a whole section called Free Help. And then, of course, we have our paid courses and you know, my many books, my newest ones, Diet for Divine Connection and the Inner Bonding Workbook, are extremely helpful to people in learning the inner bonding process. So that there's just many, many ways of learning to love yourself with inner bonding.
Could you talk a little bit more about self-abandonment and what that means?
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, it's kind of easier if we imagine what a parent would do with a child, because it's actually, if we think of our feelings like an inner child, it starts to make more sense. But let's say a child comes to you upset, and instead of finding out what's wrong, you're reading a book, or you're on your computer, or you're up in your head trying to figure something out. That child feels abandoned, feels neglected, feels rejected. So we do this on the inner level. We get a feeling, but instead of paying attention to it, we stay up in our head and we ignore it, hoping it's just going to go away. So that's one major form of self-abandonment. We all learned to go in our head as we were children because we could not manage the pain of childhood. Many of us had very, very painful childhood. So we had to disconnect, dissociate from our body, which is where the feelings are, and go up in our head. Now we need to reverse that. We need to get back in our body so that we can attend to our feelings, find out what they're telling us, what we're doing to cause them, what would be loving to us. Another, like I said, another major way that many people have learned to abandon is to judge themselves. You know, people judge themselves harshly. You know, what's the matter with you? How could you have said that? You're such a jerk. You're not good enough. You'll never be good enough. You know, you've got to do this perfectly. If you're perfect, you can control how people feel about you, and unless people approve of you, you're no good. I mean, these are the kinds of things that people tell themselves. And if we told that to a child, the child would be devastated. And so you can see that if we tell these things to ourselves, of course we're going to feel anxious and depressed and guilty and shamed and angry and all of these difficult feelings. And then, as I said, another way is our various addictions, numbing ourselves out in many ways to not feel our feelings. So, again, if a child came to you upset and you just grabbed a drink or grazed in front of the refrigerator instead of attending to the child's feelings, that child's going to feel abandoned. And that's what we do to ourselves. And then finally, if you had a child and you kept trying to give the child away to somebody instead of taking care of the child, that's what we do in relationships. We try and make somebody else responsible for our sense of safety, our sense of worth. They have to like me. They have to approve of me. They have to give me attention. They have to have sex with me. They have to validate me in order for me to feel like I'm okay. Well, that's a big form of self-abandonment that creates so many problems in relationships. Because as soon as we abandon ourselves to the other person, then we try and control them. And we control them with anger and with withdrawal. We punish them with withdrawal and anger. We comply. We give ourselves up in the hopes that, of getting love. But that's a form of self-rejection. So, or we resist. We don't want to be controlled. We want to control, but we don't want to be controlled. And so all of these forms of control or resisting control create huge problems in relationships. And so when I work with people in relationships, I help them understand what they're doing to try and control each other, because they're abandoning themselves, and then they're trying to get their partner to fill up that empty hole, that aloneness inside of them that comes from self-abandonment. And that destroys relationships.
Beautifully described. Thank you. And we're going to continue with this discussion with Dr. Margaret and inner bonding. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this brief break.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling, or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Quality can't always be seen. Honest labeling, trusted sourcing, unwavering standards. At Pure Encapsulations, we are committed to wellness without compromise, delivering high-quality hypoallergenic products for nearly 3 decades. Our products are free from gluten, trans fats, peanuts, GMOs, magnesium stearate, and artificial ingredients. Pure Encapsulations is the leading brand in the healthcare practitioner market, ranking highest in ingredients purity, quality testing, and trust. Pure Encapsulations products available at Village Green Apothecary and MyVillageGreen.com.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour. We have been talking with Dr. Margaret Paul, best-selling author and mind-body green writer and co-creator of the powerful inner bonding self-healing process. And we have learned a lot. What I like, Dr. Margaret, is when people walk away from the show, they can do something right then and there. You have given us right. So many clinical pearls. And maybe they're already doing a few things, but I'm sure that everyone, including myself, has picked up some wonderful clinical pearls. So let's continue the conversation. You talked about the abandonment, the internal abandonment. In this last segment, what would you like to share with our listeners?
Well, I'd like to just give people a little taste of inner bonding. One of the first things that people need to do, and this takes practice, it took me a lot of practice, is to move, to learn to get present inside their body, because this is where our feelings are. We don't even know what we're feeling if we're up in our head. So step one of inner bonding is learning to use your breath, to take it, to be mindful, to go inside your body. Feelings usually show up as physical sensations, and we want to tune into this. For me, the way I was brought up to be a caretaker, and I was tuned into everybody else's feelings, but I was not allowed to have my own. And so it took me a long time before I could move out of external and into internal focus. So this is what I want to encourage people to do, is to start to become aware of what you're feeling and to want responsibility for those feelings. And then in step two, we open to learning. And people, we move into our heart, we decide we want to learn, we invite love and compassion in from spirit, and I teach people again how to connect, and then we do a dialogue in step three where we're asking, you know, what am I telling you? How am I treating you? Like you're talking to a child. What am I doing or not doing that's causing you to feel empty or alone or anxious or depressed? So we're learning what we're doing. And then once we understand, oh, well, I'm feeling anxious because I'm putting all this pressure on myself to do everything perfectly or whatever it is, then we go a little deeper as to where did we get these false beliefs. And this is where it takes us into the past, where we understand how we absorbed our false beliefs that are governing us. And that's in a part of us called our wounded self. That's the ego self that's in the lower part of the brain, the amygdala, that's just filled with false beliefs. And we need to find out about those and where we got them. And then in step four, we go to our higher guidance for the truth about these beliefs and about what would be loving to us. What can we do instead? And so obviously people need to learn how to raise their frequency enough to access that. And once they understand what's loving, then in step five, they do it. They take the loving action, like take the pressure off. You know, tell yourself you don't have to do everything perfectly. You know, that other people are not in charge of whether or not you're okay, and that we can start to make ourselves okay. And so we take the loving action, whatever it is. There can be so many different loving actions. And then in step six, we go back in to see how we feel. And if we are taking a loving action, we're going to feel relief. We're going to feel relief of anger, depression, anxiety, emptiness, guilt, shame, all these difficult feelings. We also teach people how to manage what we call the existential painful feelings of life, which a lot of people are in right now, the grief, the heartbreak, the helplessness over what's happening, the loneliness of the isolation or losing people, the grief of losing people. And most people will avoid these feelings with their addictions rather than learn to bring compassion inside. Compassion comes from spirit. We don't manufacture it. We open to it. Love and compassion are what spirit is. And so we bring it in, and we learn to hold these feelings with so much compassion, so much tenderness, until they're ready to move through us. And then they don't get stuck. And when people don't attend to these deeper, painful feelings, it will make them ill. When we put a lid on these very difficult feelings, they don't go away. They fester like wounds inside and will eventually make people ill. So it's so important for people to learn how to manage the very painful feelings of life, which we're all going to experience at one time or another.
Yes, it's the human condition for sure. I always see the difficult times as opportunities for growth.
Right.
And sometimes I have to talk myself into that, but it is. I mean, this is how we grow and learn. And I think the way you talk about helping others in ways that are positive, and I see that the type of people you work with really are ready for you. They are really seeking out something, and they, I think in their inner spirit, I think they find you because
right.
they are looking.
Yeah, they're seeking something, and then they find it.
Yeah, they certainly do. You're a magnet. You're a magnet for people. So we have a few more minutes, actually. We're almost at the end of the segment. So is there one piece of advice that you can leave our listeners with?
Yeah, so one of the things that is most important for people is to learn that they are not their ego wounded self. They are not this part of them that is filled with false beliefs, that we all have this incredibly beautiful soul within us, and it's up to us to learn who we are, who we truly are inside, and to define our own sense of worth. It is so incredibly freeing when we learn to value ourselves rather than make other people responsible, because most people, like I did before I learned inner bonding, was always trying to control getting other people's approval. That's exhausting. But when we learn to define our own worth and our own sense of safety, that is so completely life-changing. And that's one of the things that happens as people learn and practice inner bonding, is that they get to know how incredibly wonderful they truly are in their soul, and that they don't have to identify with their ego.
Perfect. I want to thank you for that, and thank you for being with us, Dr. Margaret Paul. We've learned a lot, and we'll have you back.
Thank you.
Very important.
Okay.
And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The meaning of life, I like this saying by Maya Angelou, the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. And I think that's exactly what you've been doing, and I acknowledge that, and I'm grateful for that. And as our lives move forward, I'm reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive health-enhancing choices. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake in Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breath-taking day.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.